Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parsha Shmini. That's Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. And the previous Aliyah, we started talking about what happens when we have a non-kosher animal or a sheretz, a creepy crawly die. What happens when that touches something else and makes it tameh? The pasuk continues talking about the v'chokli cheres, any earthenware kli asher yipol mehem al toichai, that of them falls into it, meaning a dead sheretz falls into it. Kol asher b'soichai, anything which is inside that kli yitma is going to come tameh va'ozes ishbayru, and the kli itself has to be broken. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. El toichai and kli cheres metame el me'aviroi, an earthenware kli is only to become tameh if toma falls inside it, not if it touches the outside of it. Kol asher b'soichai yitma, anything which is inside the kli is going to become tameh. Hakli cheres metame ma'asha b'aviroi, the kli became tameh because something tameh went inside its airspace. Now that kli is going to be metame something which is inside of it. You have to break the kli. Lima, this teaches you she'ein lo tahar b'mikvah. You can't take this kli and put it in the mikvah. Now it's going to become tahar. Since it's earthenware, it has to be broken. From any food which is eaten, asher yave olav mayim yitma, the water had touched that food can become tameh. And any liquid which is drunk, v'chol kli located in any kli, yitma is going to become tameh as well when the sheretz touches it. And anything which is carcass fell on, yitma is going to become tameh. Tan rikirai mutat, if it's an oven or a stove, it has to be smashed. Tmeim heim, they are tameh. Utmeim yulachem, and they should be tameh for you. However, mayanu bar mikveh mayim yia tahar, a spring of water or a pit that has a gathering of water in it, they are tahar. Meaning, if a sheretz falls into that liquid, it's not going to become tameh. V'negem nivlasam yitma, however, someone that touches the nevela of this sheretz, he's going to become tameh. V'chayipom nivlasam, and if part of their carcass falls, I'll call zera zeru asher yizorea on any seed of something that has been planted, tahar hu, that seed is tahar. But if water was placed on the seed, and then some of its carcass fell on it, then it's tameh for you. These sukkim that we just learned have very lengthy rashis, in large part quoting gemaras, detailing many different halachas of tameh and tahor that are relevant for when we have a sheretz or something tameh falling on food or on a kli or something like that. We're not going to go into those details, but know that there's many detailed halachas. Pasuk Lamites continues, if one of the animals that you're able to eat dies, it's not shech, it just dies. Someone that touches its carcass is tamei till the evening. If someone eats from its carcass, he has to wash his clothing and then he's tamei till the evening. Someone that carries its carcass, he has to wash his clothing as well and he's tamei till the evening. Any creepy crawly thing which swarms the ground, it is an abomination, it is not allowed to be eaten. Anything which goes on its stomach, anything that goes on four legs, up until and including the thing that has many legs, anything creepy crawly on the ground, do not eat them, because they are an abomination. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Mem Beis, it goes on its stomach. Zenachash is referring to a snake. Shechia means slithering along. It goes bent and falling on its stomach. Kol hoylech, the pasuk says, anything going, lahavi hashil shulin, including worms, and something compared to that. Hoylech al arba, goes on four legs, za'akrav, this is referring to a scorpion. Kol is lahavi sachipushit, including a beetle, vesadaimeladaime, and something similar to it. Marbaraglime, something that has a lot of legs. What's something that has a lot of legs? Zanadol, that's a centipede. Sheretz sheesh laraglime, rushvad, znavi lakan lakan, it's a sheretz that has legs from its head all the way till its tail here and there. The kairin, centipedes. So we see even Rashi tells us it's a centipede. Back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Gimel. Do not abominate your souls with any creepy crawly thing which crawls, and do not make yourselves tummy through them, lest you become tummy through them. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Mem Gimel over here. In eating them, don't abominate yourself. A person's nefesh doesn't become meshukatz. It doesn't become abominable if he just touches it. A person becomes tummy by eating them. If you're going to become tummy by doing this on this land, on the ground, in this world, I'm also going to metame you up in Shemayim and in the Yeshiva Shalmaila. When a person is metame themselves down here, Hashem, so to speak, is metame them up in Shemayim. And you shall make yourselves holy, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Do not be metame your souls from any creepy thing that swarms the ground. Pasuk Mem Daled, Rashi says, just like I'm holy, I'm Hashem your God, you should be mekadosh yourselves down here. You shall be holy, because I'm going to be mekadosh you up there and olam haba. The pasuk says, "Loi setamu, don't be metami yourselves." Lav arlein, b'lavim harbe. That means a person could be over many lavim. V'chol lav malchus. Anytime a person's over lav, he gets malchus for that. The Gemara says, "Achol putisa." If a person ate a putisa, which is like a little bug in the water, like arba, he could get four sets of malchus. Nimala, if he eats an ant, like like a chamesh, he could get 5 sets of malchus for that. Tzira, he eats a wasp, like a sheish, he would get 6 sets of malchus for that. Back to chamesh pasuk mem hey, ki ani Hashem, for I am Hashem, hamala eschem eretz Mitzrayim, who brings you up from the land of Mitzrayim, liyosachem lekim, to be as a God for you, v'yisem kedoshim, and you shall be holy, ki kadosh ani, for I am holy. Let's just see Rashi over here, pasuk mem hey, ki ani Hashem, hamala eschem, al menasher, tekablu mitzvayse, alesi eschem, I brought you up from Mitzrayim so that you can accept the mitzvahs. Back to chamesh pasuk mem vav, zois taras habehema va'oif, this is the law of the behema and oif, v'chol nefesh achaya, and all living creatures, harmeses b'mayim, which swarms in the water, l'chol nefesh asheretz al aretz, and any creature which creeps on the ground, l'havdil, to make a differentiation, b'en atami u'v'en atar, between that which is tami and tar, v'en achaya ne'echeles, u'v'en achaya asher loisei achel, and between the animal which is allowed to be eaten, and the animal which is not allowed to be eaten. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk mem zayin, l'havdil, one should make a differentiation, label v'adashayin, this doesn't mean that you should just learn the halachas, eloshet hei yodea u'maki rubaki behen, a person should know them, recognize them, and be an expert in these halachas. The pasuk said, b'en atami u'v'en atar. So Rashi asks, Tzarech lemer b'en achamar l'paro, does the pasuk really need to tell us that we have to make a differentiation between a donkey and a cow? V'alei k'var mefarashim heim. We already said that there's a difference between them. So what's the pasuk telling us here? Ela b'en tamei l'cha l'tahir l'cha. You have to know the difference between what's tamei to you and tahir to you. Meaning, b'en nishchat chatzei shel kano l'nishchat rubai, you have to know the difference if half of the kano was shechted or most of it was shechted. Meaning, even when we're dealing with a kosher animal, you have to know if it was shechted properly. And b'en achai nechelas, Rashi asks the same question. Tzarech lemer b'en tzvila arad, do we really have to know that there's a difference between a tzvi and a arid? Balik varmer farashem him, it's already explained in the parsha. El bein shenel du basimani trefek shera, lenel du basimani trefek psula, we also have to be expert in the halachas. Even though this is a kosher animal, we have to know, does it have a simen that makes it a trefa or not? With this, we conclude Parsha Shmini. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.